Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo, and didn't we just do one of these damn things?
Yes. Yes, we did. But it's the rodent to WrestleMania.
The rodent to WrestleMania?
Oh, it's a rats.
Mm-hmm. Ring rats.
Ring rizats. Yes. So, we did. Now we're doing another one.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone needs to stop doing the comb over.
Mm-hmm.
Not looking good.
Really? What about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, who'd I say?
You said Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, I've been hit in the head too many times.
It's true. That's true. There wasn't a lot there to begin with. But Arnold Schwarzenegger wanted to be in the Battle Royal.
Yes.
But he wasn't allowed.
He wasn't allowed. He
wasn't allowed. Neither was Joe Masterbola or whatever his name was.
Masturbation.
Yes.
Joe Masturbation?
Yes.
Actually, I think it's Joe
Menounos.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Menounos, did you see who's inducting Lita into the WWE Hall of Fame?
Trish
Stratus. The obvious choice.
The obvious choice. Actually, we know a lot of the people being inducted now. Looking like Kevin Nash, they're saying, for Razor.
Well, no. Diesel.
Oh, Diesel. You're right. Looking like Diesel, Diesel. For Razor Ramon.
Yes.
Yeah. yes. Because they didn't want to call him Razor because he's probably going to go in as Scott Hall for the NWO down the road.
No, actually, that's not the reason.
Oh.
The reason is because the WWE created Razor Ramon.
And because he's probably going to go into Scott Hall down the road as NWO.
Well, I would think so, but that's not the reason. Well, that's not the reason they did it.
Well, we said it before. He was more...
And we'll say it again.
A bigger name during the... As Scott Hall during a hotter period.
Yes.
And yet, in that bar several years ago that he walked into when he was drunk,
mm-hmm.
people weren't chanting, Hall, Hall, Hall. They're chanting it,
Razor. Yeah.
It's a memorable gimmick. The gimmick is over.
Well, and I mean, the fact of the matter is that there was a lawsuit filed. Why? Because in WWE's mind, the NWO took off because Diesel and Razor came in and were invading WCW. Not Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. They just had to call them that legally.
Well, and they didn't even do that at first.
No, that's right. They didn't give them names.
No.
And so, in their minds, it's Hall, it's Razor and Diesel, just using different names.
Yeah.
Right? And so, that's it. Right? And I mean, for the most part, it was the same character.
Well, yeah. I mean, at first, especially, Hall was using the accent and everything, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, we got that. We got Diesel for Razor. We've got probably Hogan for Mr. T.
Looking very much like it, yeah.
We got the Matadors and Carlito for the youngster, Carlos Colon.
Yeah, still no word on whether or not Taker will do Paul Bearer. You know.
But will he induct him? You may think that sounds strange, but Undertaker is the brother of Kane, who banged the shit out of dead Katie Vick. So this is not out of the realm of their family's possibility.
He didn't just get intimate one time. He banged the shit out of her.
Fucked his brains out.
Well, they just fell out.
Yeah,
not much was holding him in at that point.
That's true. Katie Vick, another pseudonym for Vince Russo.
Yeah. I noticed we just watched the blunders on the network, and a lot of them were booking blunders. And Katie Vick was not among them.
That's true, actually.
Now that you mentioned, like, it was a weird list.
Yeah, it was weird a weird list.
Because it was half real blunders and half, you know, booking blunders. And half just people who couldn't keep a promo straight.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was...
Just, by the way, that's three halves. You're welcome.
That is three halves. Well, you know, that you have half the brain that I do.
Exactly. So, yeah, three people who just couldn't do promos and couldn't keep it straight. Adam Lee, Steiner.
And Psycho Sid.
And Psycho Sid, right? And then you had the booking blunders, like it was just a bad idea. Dungeon of Doom.
Undertaker puking.
Yeah, you know, Kennel of From Hell, that type of thing.
Yes.
Then you had actual bloopers, like
like, Shockmaster.
Shockmaster and Vince, you know, calling people during the...
Vince getting Rickrolled.
Yeah, during the... Which they had to change the music to during the... Yeah. You know, doing the $1 million giveaway thing. So, it was a weird list. But it was funny as hell, because there was two great things in it. Or three great things, probably.
Yes. Daniel Bryan. Saying
amazing.
That voodoo only works on stupid people.
Yes, talking about the voodoo in Ultimate Warrior.
Voodoo only works if you're stupid.
Yes.
That was great.
And Jericho also had a line about the Ultimate Warrior burying him. What was it he said?
Ultimate Warrior threw up and from Papa Shango, and I threw up from watching Ultimate Warrior matches. Now, Jericho also had the one with Big Papa Pump.
That's right.
Doing the behind the scenes about what he's supposed to say in the promo.
Yes, yes.
He's like, no, you're not, I'm not medieval. You're medieval. You have changed.
Yes. Yes, and Teddy Long just said, well, the thing about Vince is, he was stupid.
Yeah, same about Sid is that he was dumb.
Yes.
Just dumb.
Yeah, so it was pretty great from that. But I love that they're doing this. They're talking about how shitty the Warriors matches are and how stupid he was.
Yes.
And then you got Ted DiBiase on Between the Ropes talking about how the reason he shouldn't go in is because he doesn't believe anybody helped him get to where he was, that he did it all by himself, so he shouldn't go in the Hall of Fame. But there's your headliner.
Between the Ropes is still on?
I think that's what it was. I don't know.
But
I didn't listen to it. I read about it.
That's true.
Nobody listens to it.
It's not We Talk Wrestling at WeTalkWrestling.com and at iTunes. But I think that with... They had that... What was the other good... with Mean Gene.
Oh, yes.
Fuck it!
Yes, they had Fuck It.
And I need to see the unedited version of this.
This one can...
Like, when they asked John Cena what the thing was, he goes, fucking Shockmaster.
Yeah, that was his answer. His answer was, fucking Shockmaster.
Fucking Shockmaster.
And, of course, they censored that. This one had a lot... And then they had to censor every second word from Dusty talking about the Shockmaster.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, he fucked up. Shit, he fucked... And then I thought, well,
fucking
shit.
Uncle Fred.
It's great.
And Mean Gene, that fucking sign was a piece of shit.
Yes.
And then they do the blooper thing. He's got a fucking egg on my foot now. A fucking gooker.
Gooker? I meant He said, I think he called it a goober.
Yeah, fucking goober. He's like, goober? Well, now I got fucking egg on my shoe.
That was tremendous. Tremendous. Absolutely a great episode. And like you said, if there's no censored version, that's what we need.
Well, that's definitely what we need. What was the other thing that they had? They had
Shockmaster?
No, they had the gooker.
Well, the thing
there.
Is, they censored, like, they talked about how they're like the best line is when he falls, how Ric Flair's off of the side and goes, oh God. But they forgot off in the side, even a little bit after that, you hear the, and they edited this off, you hear...
He fell on his arse. He fell on his fucking arse.
No, fucking.
Fucking
arse. He's the British bullet.
Yes.
He fell on his arse. He fell on his fucking arse.
He fell on his fucking arse.
He's laughing away.
Oh, God.
And they didn't show the other guys laughing and stuff.
No, but Flair.
Yeah.
Flair for the gold with Fifi the Maid. I'm dating her right now, you know.
That was amazing.
Did you know that?
No, because nobody gives a shit.
That was just great. I'm actually dating her right now. Did you know that?
Unbelievable.
Like, it's just Flair and the camera guy, right? Like, Flair's, like, having, like, the brag session to the camera guy. Totally forgetting that they're filming a show. He's just going, like, I banged the shit out of her, you know? Like, just, like...
That 50-year-old?
Yeah.
That girl who's 50 now? Fucking her.
Yeah.
Fucking her.
Fucking her hard. Oh, man. That was... Yeah. Christ, that was fun.
That was a great, great episode.
That was.
Voodoo only works on stupid people.
Voodoo only works if you're stupid.
That's it. Yes. All right. So what are we going to talk about?
You want to talk about what happened 438 days ago?
No.
You know what happened 438 days ago?
CM Punk won his world title.
No.
WWE
no.
title?
No, this is longer than the CM Punk title ring.
What's that?
438 days ago.
Dean Ambrose last defended the U.S. title?
Was Genesis 2013. That was the last time a TNA world title match had a clean finish on television.
On television?
On television. They might have done some at the house shows.
Including TNA, not just pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view and Impact. Maybe not house shows. I don't know about that. But
thinking about this. I mean, even WWE, almost none of their title matches recently have had clean finishes, right?
Yeah. No, that's right.
Like over since SummerSlam, how many clean finishes have we got?
What do we get?
I guess you could consider Orton beating Cena, kind of, sort of.
Because the Wyatts.
Well, I mean, the first one.
First one.
Yeah, the ladder match.
You know, yeah, that was. Yeah, the ladder match.
The most important match in WWE history. How the fuck did you forget about
it? Which one was that?
The most important match in WWE history.
When they unified the titles for the first time?
Yeah.
In a December pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Huh. They'll get their vengeance.
Biggest match ever.
They will get their vengeance.
Yes, they will.
You notice if vengeance is now being used for NXT? It's now NXT Vengeance.
Makes sense.
I'm waiting for NXT Backlash.
Backlash?
Backlash? I'm not good enough to call NXT Backlash? That is true, actually.
If that doesn't make any sense to you, go back and listen to our promo show. Mm-hmm. You can reach it at www.wetalkwrestling.com/... archives or something like that. Yeah,
good enough for backslash.
Yeah, the archives aren't good enough for a backslash.
They aren't. Yeah. They aren't. What? Oh,
what was that?
I don't know. I thought I saw a sheep mask in the mirror there.
I tell you, they totally ripped that off. Oh, how awful! How come they're not putting that in the top 10 bloopers?
Well, it predates the.
Unbelievable
show, but
how come they're not putting Cheatham the Midget?
And they really do need Cheatham the Midget.
And whole blowing up of the, or, you know, Lost in Cleveland. How come that's not in the, this was a list. I guess these lists are voted on by the fans.
Yeah.
The fans don't have the memory that we do for shit, which is why we do those April Fool's Day show. Speaking of which, we actually got to fucking record that.
That's true. That's true.
Now that we're at that. We talk wrestling tradition.
You see what they're having
holiday
on...
holiday tradition.
On April 4th?
No.
On the network.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a live Legends P-Anal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, hosted by Michael Cole.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to air on the network.
Nice.
So, that's going to be good.
Why not Matt Stryker? He has questions, you know?
He does have questions.
He'd like to know what happened in that Regal and Goldberg match.
Wouldn't everybody?
Again, go back at www.wetalkwrestling.com/archives.
It's true.
And look up the WCW panel that we posted up that was a WTW exclusive.
Yes.
I'm not putting ourselves over. That's Bret Hart's job.
Wow. Curt Hawkins is opening up a pro wrestling school in Long Island.
Huh.
Hmm.
His first student himself.
Yeah. I thought his first student would be JTG.
Remember when they were going to give him, weren't they giving him a new gimmick that somebody was giving him a makeover? Wasn't that the gimmick for like 2 weeks?
What?
That he was getting a makeover or something like that? That was his gimmick for like 3 weeks? JTG. Like 2 years ago, last time we saw him.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Still employed.
Hmm.
Perhaps he'll be one of the key surprise, because we have 26 entrants to the Royal Rumble, and they're going to plan. They're not planning to announce anybody else.
Not the Royal Rumble.
Sorry,
Andre.
How could I possibly get that confused?
You fuck.
And the Andre the Giant Battle Royal has 26 entrants. They're not going to announce anymore. RVD is due back the Monday after.
Yeah, so he'll
be a several month run.
So he'll be in the Battle Royal.
So he'll probably be in the Battle Royal. So, because he's due back the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But yeah, so probably be in there. So, I mean, that leaves another 3 spots. Who's going to be it? It'll probably be the surprise. This is number one. But number two, actually, answer this one first. Do you like the idea of them doing surprise entrances for the Andre the Giant Battle Royal like they do for the Royal Rumble? That's one of the hooks of the Royal Rumble. That's one of the selling points.
It is.
And I kind of like it that that's one of their selling points, one of their hooks. I don't know that I would do it twice.
Think you bastardized the hookage?
I do.
You know, yeah.
And if anybody knows about hookage, it's the son of you or your mom. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be you.
Oh, what the fuck? Thanks, Sid. I'm looking at... the thing I don't think it much matters, to be honest. I think you could get away with having 3 or 4 out of 30... surprises. I mean, do you need to do it like a Hook every year? No.
No?
I don't think so. I think that's part of the gimmick of the Rumble, like you said now, though.
Yeah, it's part of the, I think by. In many ways that's part of what sells the Rumble.
But that's evolved over time.
Yeah.
I mean, you go back to, like, the 93 Rumble, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like Doug Gilbert was in the Rumble, right? And that's it was right. Like, because he won a tournament in the USWA. And the youngster, Carlos Colon, and Dory Funk, like, there were guys, it wasn't really, you had the Jake the Snake return.
Yes.
Which was probably in 96 Rumble, and Vader debuting. Mm-hmm. And that was probably the first real return, but then, not to say that in, like, 97 you had Terry Funk, I guess, coming back.
Actually, I think you probably if I remember correctly, you had returns, like 95, 94, but they were returns for people who had actually come back, whereas now what you get with the Rumble, the gimmick is, this is the only time you're going to see Goldust. This is the only time you're going to see...
Jericho, or the Godfather.
Right?
The one we went to, I was just thinking
it
was...
the Godfather, Jericho. Jericho was around for a little while.
Alexander Rusev.
Yeah, now you haven't seen him for months. Like, you know, but even the New Age Outlaws, they did one, and then they weren't around for months. Like, you know, I mean, it was like, you know, a long time before we saw them.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, the idea is now, is this is, you're going to see surprise entrances, it's going to be a nostalgia pop. They're not necessarily, sometimes these guys who are back permanently, like Jericho was, but a lot of times it's just somebody who's a surprise. Diesel was just I guess Diesel wasn't a one-shot, but, and neither was Booker T, I suppose, but Booker T didn't have many matches after that.
Booker T came back as a commentator, basically,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
I think he had like one match or something like that with Cody, or something like that.
Something,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the gimmick partly now. So, I mean, if it's guys who are coming back who are back, then I don't mind it so much. But if they're kind of bastardizing that whole thing...
I don't think so. I think you're going to get, like, Rob Van Dam, yeah, who's back, right? And you could have... I don't even know.
There's not a lot of other people out there.
No, there really isn't.
You know, CM Punk isn't going to be back there. A word is CM Punk isn't even talking to his friends in the company. Like, you know?
Yeah.
The people... If Daniel Bryan tries to call him, just see how he's doing. He's not answering the return of the calls.
Yeah.
Like, he's cut everybody off.
Yeah.
You know? And so... Which makes you wonder about him and AJ. He's probably done.
Yeah, yeah, probably, right?
Yeah.
But
no word on that for sure, but it just sounds like he's not in touch with anybody, you know, who's employed by the WWE at all, even friends.
Yeah, but I mean, enough about CM Punk. Let's talk about a return we're talking about here, someone that could be in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, somebody that WWE has just recently re-signed, and that's the Coach.
They re-signed the Coach?
Jonathan Coachman is back, baby!
To work on the network?
I don't know.
But he was doing really well at ESPN.
Well, apparently. Apparently he's back in the WWE.
I wonder, full-time, part-time, I wonder if he gets to continue college basketball. What's the story?
No, it was a part-time gig where he'd keep his ESPN job. Okay. But they'd like to have him do... he would maybe be the host. They're talking about that talk show on the network.
Yeah, something like that.
That would be his role.
See, something like that, I could picture him on the network, yeah. But you know what you wouldn't want on the network is JR.
No, you want the Coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, the list of the names in the, whatchamacallit here, the tryout camp from last week.
Yeah.
ACH.
Mm-hmm.
Of
course, he wrestles in ROH.
Yeah.
High Flyer.
ACH from ROH. Mm-hmm. Araya Daivari. Who's the younger brother of our former show guest, Sean Daivari.
In fact, Araya wants to come on. Should we have him on?
Let's give him a shout.
Okay. Hey, Araya. I'm glad to hear. We're just coming a call. I of course, have him on speed dial because I know everybody. You know, I'm up.
Well, that's
But anyways, Araya, I don't want to be rude here since he answered. I shouldn't just leave him hanging. Araya, how are you doing? I'm just wondering how your experience was at the tryout camp.
Thank you. Call again.
Huh.
I'm going to miss dial and hit Sean.
Did you? Huh. Well, anyway, David Starr, who is from CZW. Then
yeah.
Kevin Steen.
That reminds me. There's a CZW video out there. It's called The Worst or The Most Illegal Move in the History of Wrestling.
Okay.
This thing's unbelievable. It's... It's a tag match, and then one guy in the tag match who's kind of dressed like a Cobra kind of character, and then another guy's kind of like a some sort of
like a basket
Egyptian type thing. Oh. And they're wrestling two guys, and then he grabs him, and he's holding this guy up, and the guy waves his arms.
Yeah.
Some sort of, like a snake dance thing. Yeah, and the two guys act like they're hypnotized for, like, 5 minutes, just sitting there going, ooh, like, just rolling around, around in their head, like they're losing their balance.
Uh-huh.
And then the other guys start dancing around them. And then the guy who's on the outside, who's like the bodyguard of the two guys that are wrestling, starts taking off his clothes, and he's a big fat, it'll be like me.
Okay.
Chris Farley in a fat suit.
Right.
Taking off his clothes into like a little thong, dancing around this big, fat, hairy belly. And then the two guys in the ring, they're dancing around. They're doing all these like modern dance moves and like spin-a-roonies and going back and forth. And then the other two start following them because they're hypnotized. And then they fall over and get hit with a splash and get pinned. It's like 4 minutes of the...
That sounds awful.
It is. The crowd's going crazy for it. And here's what I don't like about it. It lifted the veil to me too much that wrestling might be fake.
Might be what now?
Kevin, so who else was there?
Kevin Steen.
Okay.
Michael Elgin.
I love Kevin Steen. He should be there. I just think I don't think they know how to use him.
No, they wouldn't know how to use him, but he slimmed down quite a bit.
Michael Elgin also, even slimmed down. And he was in great shape. He could do things. He has a charisma that would definitely get over. He's very charismatic, but he's a slob, and his gimmick is he's a slob, and he's a guy who acts like he doesn't care, but then he's great in the ring.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't even let him be that gimmick. That gimmick would get over. Michael Elgin is like Rusev.
Yeah.
Type guy, but who can work.
The thing is,
incredibly
they were
powerful, but can work his ass off. One of the 20 best workers probably in the world.
They were interested in Michael Elgin, and then they found out he was married. So, Rocky Romero was there. Roderick Strong. Yeah.
Roderick Strong would be a great trainer type deal.
Yeah. You
know?
Yeah. Ronnie Reeves.
Don't know him.
Willie Mack. Mm-hmm. And Zane Dawson.
Back the Mac?
Back in the Mac.
Don't know Zane Dawson.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess, let's just see here. It's, of course, it's Hunter that you're looking to
impress, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that any of those guys I would see in there. I don't even know which one would have the best chance, because none of them are that 6'2", 6'3" guy who can really work and has a good, you know, good look that,
yeah.
You know, like if, what's his name, with Maria,
Mike Bennett.
Yeah, like Mike Bennett, I you look at him, you go, okay, I could see how they'd be interested in him.
Yeah.
Right? But I don't even see that guy there. Even though, I mean, I'd rather have a Kevin Steen myself. But
yeah, you would.
But, you know, then again, they've taken some guys who don't have that look that you would expect recently. So who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I do want to have the... We didn't talk about, because we finished up before Raw ended.
Yeah.
Was Eat, Sleep, Break the Streak.
Tremendous shirt.
That is a tremendous shirt.
From there, the segment went downhill.
I didn't say it was downhill. It made me giggle, and I wasn't supposed to.
It went downhill for me because it was like 6 minutes.
It did take way too long.
Brock Lesnar just walking out of the ring because he looked at the druids bring out the coffin. He looks in the coffin. Nobody's in there. But he's afraid of the coffin.
Yeah,
first.
I did like that he kicked the coffin.
That was kind of funny, but... You know, he's kicking the coffin. He opens up the coffin. And then eventually Undertaker comes out of the coffin anyways and gets the better of him in a short brawl and runs away. And again, they're fucking this up. 2 years in a row, they fuck. One of the reasons, let me tell you the reason why Brock Lesnar, or why the Undertaker and Triple H, the Undertaker and Batista, the Undertaker and... but Undertaker Batista, Undertaker Triple H,
yeah.
Undertaker Shawn Michaels, even Undertaker Randy Orton. The reason they worked was because those guys acted like they believed they could beat him.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar is acting like he's fucking afraid of him because he has superpowers. And people already don't buy that Brock Lesnar can win.
The thing the whole point of the...
I like the idea of Brock Lesnar being that big and powerful and yet still being a coward underneath it all. He's a bully who's really a coward.
Yeah.
I get that, but... It's not selling this match.
Well, what? Yeah, exactly. Because the point of the match, the point of the when we were talking, you know, a year ago, we want to see Brock and Take, and that's the match we want to see, and we're looking forward to it. When they put on Brock and Taker, it's going to be great. But
would you drink your water too fast?
Yeah. It was going to be based on. It was based on their.
You stick to beer.
Well, it was, yeah, I know, right? Never hurt me at least. it was though based on the UFC.
Yes.
And the fact that there was real life, or you know, they could build real life animosity. To quote Jesse Ventura, these two guys just don't like each other.
Yes.
And instead, it's the Undertaker superpower freak show.
Yes. And a scared, big, giant guy.
Well, even if he wasn't scared, he's still, scared of the superpower. But even if he wasn't, it's still the hocus
he's intimidated
pocus
by him.
Fuck
the whole
shit
thing
that
is,
doesn't matter.
It is 2 years in a row you fucked up. You're fucking up the Undertaker. All it needs to be is what got over the biggest of anything. Shawn Michaels losing 2 years in a row. The next year, Undertaker showing up, Triple H's music hitting him, getting the ring, staring at him, looking jacked up, right in his face, not afraid of you, not just an intense stare between the two of them, not a fucking word spoken.
Yeah,
it's not hard. They're overthinking it,
and the memory remains.
And the memory remains. So, it's not working. And that's the thing. This year is already lacking. I think we've just gotten so spoiled. Because even though the booking is better, we had The Rock. We had Floyd Mayweather. You have even Trump's hair. Like, you have... This year, if the return is Hulk Hogan's hosting, that's nothing. Like, there's just...
We had Floyd Mayweather?
At one point. You know, but that was a hook. That was
I thought
a
you were
deal.
Talking about things that people were looking forward to.
It sold pay-per-view buys.
Not a lot.
It did.
Not a lot.
Go back and look at the amount of buys that one did. It was like third or fourth highest ever.
I think it's, the fourth highest ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even Bret Hart against Vince or whatever. But I think we've just gotten so spoiled by them actually. Like, this one is just a really good card. Mm-hmm. It's being, except for Undertaker and Lesnar, it's being booked well.
Well, there really are no.
There's
no in-ring returns,
that.
Right?
There is nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, well, there is in Batista, but you know, he's not The Rock. You know, he's not
anything. Yeah.
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 He's not. He's just not at that level. He's not that, you know, guy.
No. So it would be as if Psycho Sid returned.
Basically.
You know, but a little more than that. But
yeah,
it's still. I mean, I'm looking at. I said and right now. It's different things to look forward to, I guess.
This year we were hoping, the hook that we were talking about a year ago was, what if they can just get CM Punk versus Stone Cold?
Right.
That's you do that one time, that's the hook.
Yep.
That'll lead to, you know, 1.2 million buys or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get that.
No.
Nope. Again, it's a really good card, very well booked for the most part.
Yeah.
But we're so spoiled.
But Daniel Bryan is the hook this year.
Yeah,
it's
and
weird
that's
that a current
not the
guy,
same thing.
No, it's different. And as I said, it's a different thing to
and
look forward to.
And it doesn't have the same
to.
Buzz. It doesn't have the same energy right now.
And it's a different energy.
It's energy,
but it's a different energy.
And it's energy to people who might be interested in the product now. It's not energy to... You're not gonna sit there and say to your sister, oh, by the way, well, come on over. Daniel Bryan's going to win the title. Like you could say last year, well, come on over. The Rock is wrestling John Cena.
Yeah, but you couldn't have said, come on over, Stone Cold Steve Austin's going to win the title.
It was different.
It was different. You're right. It was different.
Different.
It was different.
We weren't as spoiled by these big hooks that they've been presenting. Plus the product.
You did have the Mike Tyson.
You had that product and that character was more over. And you did have Mike Tyson.
You had Mike Tyson, which was the hook there.
Yeah.
But... yeah, it gets to the point where, as I said, it's the segments are doing very well on Raw. Daniel Bryan's for what a ratings draw is nowadays. Daniel Bryan is it.
Yeah.
And that's interesting and that's good.
And that's a trend that wasn't even this way 6 months ago.
Exactly.
It's a trend in the right direction.
It is. And again, it's giving them a bit of a chance, right?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. I mean, to me, that's the hook right now. Is I like the Battle Royal idea.
Well,
I like
it's
the
good for us,
I like,
but it's not the same.
I like the Andre. I don't know that there
it just,
has...
It doesn't feel much... Like, to me,
I don't think last
feel,
year there was a hook either.
No, there was still the Rock defending against...
I don't think so.
There's still a hook.
I don't think so.
Undertaker, Lesnar versus Triple H rematch was still a slight... Like, these things were still more of a hook than what they have now.
Well, Lesnar means nothing anyway.
Yeah.
Lesnar's another guy.
Last year meant a little more.
Yeah, but Lesnar now is another guy. Wouldn't matter if he's fighting Undertaker. No. Maybe, again, if he was fighting Rock, maybe. Yeah. For different reasons, right?
And very much everyone's still expecting Sting's going to have one match only in the WWE, and it'll be next year at WrestleMania against Undertaker.
Against Undertaker. So you could do Brock and Rock.
If they had been able to pull that off this year, and they'd been able to pull off Brock versus Rock, you would have your hook, and there'd be a different energy to this.
Yes, that's true. It said that energy may have to wait till next year, essentially, right?
Yeah. Depending on Rock's schedule, because they still want to do that.
Yeah, they want to do it. It's just, but yeah, I don't know. It's a different set. Now we've got this, we've got the women's match. I don't know if it's a gauntlet or it's a Vicky Guerrero clusterfuck royal or something.
Yeah, I would participate in a Vicky Guerrero clusterfuck, but I'm
royal.
Desperate.
Yeah. It's AJ defends against every woman on the roster. The best part, we weren't recording at the time. The best part was at...
I thought we were still recording.
No, this. I don't think so.
No?
And all of a sudden, they announced all the women coming out, and all of a sudden they went, Vicky goes, Rosa Mendez. And we went, Rosa Mendez? At the exact same time, Jerry Lawler goes, Rosa Mendez?
Yes. Yes, rose up, and you're like, what?
We're like, what the fuck?
Yes.
At least all the other ones, it was like, they had been on TV, even Layla
sort
had
of.
Just come back, even Layla had just come back, but Rosa, like, well, I don't remember the last time I fucking saw Rosa Mendez.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You know who was not, and I don't even know if they're probably not even on Total Divas anymore, is JoJo.
Yeah, I believe she's actually released, I thought so.
Yeah.
She's replaced for Total Divas, so...
Yeah, Summer Rae.
Who knows? I Google it right now. I'm actually curious because I wonder if she's being released or if she's just supposed to go back down to NXT. I mean, they never really. I don't even know how she ended up on there, to tell you the truth, because it's pretty obvious from the beginning they didn't see her as a star. So, you know. What are you just going to look her up on Twitter and see if it still says at WWE JoJo?
Yeah, should be.
Or just type in JoJo Total Divas. We'll give you a scoop. This is an exclusive scoop for fans of the of We Talk Wrestling to find out if she's still employed. Holy shit, she's 27, 28?
Yeah.
30? How old is she?
Born in 1994.
She's 20. 20. Okay, so yeah, she's just a kid. So, is an American professional wrestler, actress, and dancer. She is signed to WWE's JoJo. Okay. Mm-hmm. And development to territory NXT.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, they haven't given up on her yet.
Oh, championships and accomplishments.
Oh.
None.
No, she did.
Worst worked match of the year.
Yeah.
With Brie Bella, Camera, Eva Marie, Naomi, Natalya, and Nikki Bella versus AJ, Foxana, Caitlin, Rosa Mendez. Rosa Mendez?
Summer Rae and Tamina Snuka. So, in other words,
so basically the WrestleMania match.
Except for Caitlin.
Yes.
Like, that's the only difference.
And add in...
add in Emma Lucian.
Yes, that's right.
You know, it's the exact same... what gets... Yeah, your roster is not evolved at all.
Oh.
And was AJ the champion then? Probably.
Okay.
I don't know.
Offerman later moved to the developmental territory NXT Wrestling in late 2013 after it was confirmed she would not be returning for Total Divas for the second season.
Okay. Worst work match, it wasn't her fault. It was Eva Marie. She pretty much won that award single-handedly for other wins.
No.
It was a bad match in general.
Finley won that match because he put Oksana in with Eva Marie.
Yeah, good point.
Anyway, so JoJo in NXT.
Yeah. So that is an exclusive.
Yes.
Exclusive. We're the first to bring that.
You will not
news.
Find anyone else on the internet that cares about that.
And even we don't.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I want to talk about the matches that they're proposed for the network a little bit more in detail here.
Oh, yeah.
Can we find that list of them
there? Got it.
You got them there?
Number one.
Okay.
Okay, let's where did it go? Number one. Blackman's Bounty. Okay. A reality show starring Steve Blackman, who now works as a bounty hunter. The show has already shot some episodes and being shopped by a company called Eyeball Vision.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Okay. Yeah, we talked about that one. That one actually looks fairly entertaining.
Yes.
So it's a Dog the Bounty Hunter with Steve Blackman also running a wrestling school in between, a training guy.
Yeah, who's now 50.
Yeah.
NXT Behind the Scenes.
So this is, yeah, I mean, that's pretty obvious as to what it is. They follow a star or two,
mm-hmm.
you know, during the course of the season.
Tough enough.
Yeah, it's sort of similar. I would probably be interested in that on...
Maybe they could all live in a house.
No. How about you just follow a guy? It'd be interesting to follow a guy who you know has potential to make it, but is not a sure thing.
They could find out where Kelsey Grammer's moved to.
So you'd follow a guy like Connor O'Brien or something like that, right?
Mojo Rawley.
Yeah, some Mojo Rawley, exactly. That's, you know, exactly.
Adam Rose. Let's follow Adam Rose around. I actually would love that.
Yeah.
Pros versus Joes.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be similar to the show Pros versus Joes.
Yeah,
it was on
there.
Spike TV.
But that was like them participating in actual sporting events. This is participating in fake sporting events like American
Wrestling?
Gladiators.
Oh.
Like really, you know, elaborate American Gladiators
yeah.
type ones. But yeah, there's already a show called that, and I'm not interested in the least.
No. WWE Around the World. WWE talent would be filmed doing scary stunts or going to different locations.
Yeah, boring.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, no, stupid.
I remember when they used to do that shit on Confidential.
Yeah.
And those were the Confidentials that you didn't watch.
You didn't bother with.
Yeah.
No, stupid.
WWE Dirty Jobs. WWE talent will be working a series of unpleasant jobs.
So what you're seeing here, you're starting to see the trend of the creative who's working in WWE and working for the network, that there's a lot of original, fresh ideas out there.
There really is. There really is. Isn't that not called Slam City?
Fuck. Isn't that actually called Dirty Jobs?
No.
Show called that, yes.
Is there?
It's about a guy who goes around and does dirty, like really shitty jobs, like clean sewers, or the one week, and then the next week he'll be like, you know, cleaning the semen off the glory hole where your mom works, or
that was him.
Why were you there?
He took my job.
But seriously, there's actually a show called that. So
yeah. WWE Prankdown.
Yeah, another original one.
Yes. Talent will prank unsuspecting fans or non-talent.
Yeah. Hosted by Ashton Kutcher, who has been a guest host of Raw.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. So I like how they're going to prank unsuspecting fans or The Miz.
Or The Miz, yeah.
Non-talent.
Non-talent, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what is he again? What was it? We had a nickname for him. I can't remember what it is.
Oh, he's a cock-sucking motherfucker.
That was it.
Yeah. WWE Rescue. They will try to advise fans to help them out of business jams or personal jams. Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
So if my business looks like it's going, like I have a business, I have money on the line, and my family to support, the guy I want coming in to tell me how to fix it is the Great Khali.
Yeah.
That's, you know, or if you have love advice, the person you'd want is Ric Flair to come and help you out.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, like, my business is failing. What do you think, Fandango?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
The fuck?
Actually, you know what?
And it's, let's
but that
it
works
again.
On the flip side, though. My business is failing, JBL. Then, okay, I could see it.
Well, okay.
You know, if he's the guy going in to do it, or, you know, like...
But even then, it's still a rip-off of a successful show on Spike.
Of course. Of course. And you know, it's not even a success... Like, I mean...
It's a matter...
Kitchen Nightmares,
fans.
You know, like, Gordon Ramsay goes in and does that shit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know what I mean? For years. So, there's not been a... Yeah, this is definitely not a you know... There really isn't an original one in all of this. Like, you know, my cash flow is short. Help me out, Hornswoggle.
No, exactly.
I like it.
Well, if anybody know about a short cash flow, mm-hmm. it would be Hornswoggle.
I need to make a little bit of money at the track. Help me out, Titus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This has possibilities, actually.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of running an amphibian store with snakes and turtles. Batista?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah. I'm in a business jam. What do you think, Brodus Clay?
I know.
Like, what?
I know.
Anyway, WWE Ultimate Challenge. Performers will do scavenger hunts in different cities. So it's WWE Amazing Race.
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah. Extreme WWE collector Michael Patterson, said to be a super fan, goes around the country looking to collect rare merchandise and memorabilia. I might be all right.
Here's the thing about that one. It's not an original idea, but I would actually watch that and probably enjoy that.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be cool, because he could probably come to your house and get some shit.
That's true. Okay, so our next stop, we're going to a place in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, no shit.
Seriously, like, that's, you know, that's but it. I mean, that would be good. So, the bottom line, baby, on this, by the way, Dean Ambrose.
Amazing imitation.
Absolutely.
Of Dusty.
You're going to fall on your face. It's going to be played for 50 years, baby.
Yeah, it's just so good.
But the bottom line is that there's like...
That's the bottom line.
Yeah, there's like two shows that we would watch.
Yeah, there's two shows, and not original ones.
Three, I'd say.
Three shows out of this list of 12. Yeah, because it's the Blackman one.
Yeah.
The NXT behind the scenes one.
Yeah, and then the Extreme Collector, yeah.
And all of these would be more of, and I Frank, try. None of these would be I'm excited for. These would be more of, I'd like to try.
I'll try them out. Yeah. But Prankdown.
Fuck.
It could be hosted by Pretty Ricky.
There you go.
Yeah. Who I'd also take business advice from. Fuck.
All right. What else we got going on?
You want to know who the 30 best big men in wrestling have been?
Okay.
Okay. So on WWE.com.
Oh, I love doing this. So people love it when we do this.
Yeah, number 30.
We did this for The Undertaker. You guys will never hear it because it got lost in the annals of time and lost recording, and we're not going to do it again.
On the P-annals of time.
Yeah.
Number 30, Kamala.
Yeah, sure.
I think he should be higher.
I would actually have him higher, yeah.
Because he could do a leapfrog.
Yeah, yeah. No, he was good, man. He was around for a long time.
He used to do some of the high flying.
A tag team before that with another guy who looked just like him. This is actually Kamala number 2, is the thing people forget.
Yeah.
The guy that you think of as Kamala, so. Yeah.
But you think of the stuff he used to do in matches against Hogan. He'd do a leapfrog. He'd do a monkey flip.
And he did one of my favorite things of all time, which when he would splash the guy,
yeah.
And then. You know, cover them and be covering them the wrong way. They'd have to tell them the rules.
Yeah, yeah, rules.
Understand the rules. And,
yes.
Yeah, I love that.
Number 29 is...
By the way, they better have Bam Bam Bigelow really high on this.
They better, and
as
Vader.
As well as Vader, obviously. Yeah. But Bam Bam and Vader are, you know... I'm worried Bam Bam will be way too low, is what I'm thinking.
And number 29, Bam Bam... No.
How slow is the internet? Your service provider sucks. By the way, I work for a cable service provider. Haystacks Calhoun is below Kamala. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I know.
It's higher than Kamala, I mean.
Yeah.
Haystacks was terrible. Yeah, he was almost 800 pounds. Terrible.
Yeah.
Why don't they just have those two fat twins that rode that motorbike in the Guinness Book of World Records, too? Because, I mean, they wrestled some.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
They were terrible.
The Hearts trained him.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
That is awful. I just enjoy sporting a white t-shirt and blue overalls in battles against rivals like Mr. Fuji.
Yeah. Why isn't Uncle Elmer in there? Who's the fat fuck he's got that headlock on?
I think that's Happy Humphrey.
Oh, awful.
Who's 800 pounds?
Awful.
Okay, 28.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I just want to say this, that... I work for a cable. No word from my cable service provider, because I've been asking around, about them thinking of dropping WrestleMania or any other pay-per-views.
Mm.
So, I mean, the Dish Network, who we stated on Monday during the live show, had dropped WrestleMania and is now back.
It's back on, yeah, the Dish Network.
It's going to go forward.
Well, and
the thing is, Royal Rumble ended up doing
really
highest
well.
Buy weight since 2008 without the Dish Network.
Did it, Barbara Walters?
Yes.
The highest buy weight.
By weight?
By weight.
By weight. Well, we are talking about the biggest, best big man in history.
That's by true. Weight. By weight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you have half the brain. Anyways.
Big Daddy V is number 28.
But yeah, Royal Rumble had a great buy rate.
Yeah.
And so showing that the last push before the network will be interesting, because Elimination Chamber also had a really good buy rate up near the highest level of B shows,
yeah.
Not including last year with The Rock, obviously.
I think the fact of the matter is they're going to take it month by month.
Yeah.
They're going to keep these pay-per-views until people stop buying the pay-per-views.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, They're not going to promote them as pay-per-view. It's going to be promoted as on the network.
Yeah.
And if people, you know, and
this WrestleMania feels to me like a SummerSlam anyways.
For God's sakes, if you don't have the network, just get the fucking network. Like, we watched Bret Hart WrestleMania Rewind with him match against
Owens. And we're in Canada. We watch it.
I know.
It's not hard to do.
Great shit. And I mean, watch the Blunders Countdown, as we were talking about. Watch this Mania thing that I've been watching. I've been watching Raws from, like, 1993. Like, it's like, I don't even know it's on my PVR anymore.
I know.
Because, like, every waking moment I have to watch, I'm watching this network.
Well, yeah, you're not most people.
I am better than most people. Anyways. So just think, if I'm watching all this, and I am your superior listeners, think about what you're going to be listening to. What you can watch.
So Big Daddy V is number 28.
Big Daddy V is number 28.
Sounds about right.
Let's just skip that.
Yeah, go to the next one.
27.
There. Yeah. Yeah, it takes a while to
Don Leo Jonathan. Very interesting. Very interesting. That's what I'm wondering.
Actually, I didn't think of him as that
340
big.
Pounds. But that I don't know. This again
it says 6'6", 340, but you have to keep this in mind. They also list Andre the Giant as 7'4" and 535 pounds or whatever. 25. And he was actually 6'5" or 25.
Largest professional athlete in the world today.
And he was actually 6'9" and like about 4'10".
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, if this guy is said to be 6'6", 340, he's probably actually 6'3", 6'2", and about 2'7".
In the 1950s.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, so.
But he's big for the time.
Yeah, so. He's definitely big for the time. I personally would have taken Big Daddy V and Kamala and done the switcheroo at this point.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah. So let's go to 26.
I'm not familiar enough with Don Leo to know where he should be honest. With
no, me. That's right. So I'll say okay, good with that. Crusher! Jerry Blackwell.
Probably should be higher.
Yeah?
You have to understand how big a star he was in the AWA territory and how good a worker he was considered by his peers in that area.
And I mean,
I know he wasn't a WWF, WWE star.
Yeah, he was.
Not
in the 70s.
Not the way he was in AWA. That's not where people associate him, is what I'm saying.
That's true.
He was there and he was over, yes, but he wasn't. That's not, you know, he didn't make his legacy there.
To many people, he is the most over performer from Stone Mountain, Georgia.
There you go. Yeah. Well, yes, and many people would say he's the biggest draw in the history of AWA.
Yeah, that's. So. They'd be wrong, but yeah, you could say consistently.
They?
I don't know. Wow. 25, Bubba Ray Dudley.
I don't even think of him as a big man. Sorry.
No, me either.
No, he's not. He's not that. He's like 6'2", 280 pounds. Maybe he was like 6'2", 310 when he was with them. And he's probably in real life actually closer to 6 feet when he's not next to AJ.
That's 3 minute warning.
Yeah.
I thought it was Rocco Rock at first he was kicking.
Actually, you're right.
But that's 3 minute warning.
Yeah, Bubba Ray's not. If that's where you start drawing the line of a big man, you know, like then Ultimate Warrior can be in.
Well, yeah. I mean, how much.
Unless you're just trying to say, hey, he's fat, so.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's no good.
No, I know.
He just shouldn't be on the list. Not that he's at least that high, and he's a better talker than that, but he shouldn't be on the list. I mean, Bubba Ray Dudley is not the same as this next guy. He's not the same.
The One Man Gang. Boo!
Hakeem.
Yeah, the African. Well, he could be on the list or later.
Twice, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, to compare Bubba Ray Dudley and his style and look and size to One Man Gang is ridiculous.
Oh, Gang shocked the WWE Universe in 1988 when he underwent a personality crisis and became Akeem.
There you go, Akeem. But, yeah, I mean, Hulk Hogan's bigger than Bully Ray, right?
Yeah.
So, actually, he could probably be on the list.
That's true. You know who also could be on the list, speaking of Bubba Ray, is probably in the top 10, is Brooke Hogan.
Well, she was huge.
She's one of the 30 best big men.
Yeah, she was huge. You know, who else could be on the 30 best big men? Lance Storm.
Lance Storm, yeah. Charlotte. Yeah. 23. That would be awesome if Nicole Bass was on this list, I'm just saying.
Giant Baba.
Ah, Baba. Okay, yeah.
That's about right.
6'10", again, they're saying.
Yeah, he's a big guy. Yeah, he was a big guy. Probably a 6'7".
But he was 6'10", like 220 pounds.
Yeah, I know, but you know, and he was a horrible wrestler, but he's an important figure.
He is.
You know.
He is, okay.
Very important figure.
Where are we on, 22 now?
I don't know.
22, Abdullah the Butcher. That's okay. About where I would put him.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Canadian.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's the 30-heppest big man in wrestling, right?
Yeah. Hippest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 21 is King Kong Bundy.
You know, I don't even really recall. I can't even really think of ever judging how good a worker King Kong Bundy was.
I think he needs to be higher on this list.
Really?
The Walking Condominium? WWE. I mean, again, it says for U.S. best in wrestling history. You think of Memphis. You think of Texas.
I think he was big and he was well booked because he was able to be booked generally in short fashions and in ways that would hide his weaknesses. Mm-hmm. I don't really think he's that good.
I don't know. It's tough. You're right. But I do think that he's had a better.
But he main evented to WrestleMania.
Well, he has main evented WrestleMania. He's also, again, he main evented shows against the Von Erichs in Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so.
So did One Man Gang or whatever. Right?
That's true. He co-starred in Richard Pryor's Moving.
And he was pretty good in Married with Children.
That's true, too. That's true.
Yeah.
And he fought The Undertaker at WrestleMania. Big John Studd, number 20.
Next to Bundy, it makes sense.
Stud and Bundy.
I actually thought they would actually have Studd higher, because I think they overrate him. So I thought they would have him higher. There's another guy they billed him as 6'10". He was probably about 6'7".
Well, no, they said a legitimate 7'1".
Yeah, bullshit. He's like about 6'7", maybe 6'8".
Yeah.
You know.
No, right. It says right here, a legitimate 7'1".
Oh, my mistake.
Jesus. Let's go to 19.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's stick to wrestling.
Umaga. Interesting. Not ignoring him. Good. Yeah, he was a big man, and he was really, as a worker, could be higher.
He should be higher, quite. Well, I mean, if he'd, you know, the thing is.
I mean, because it's not talking about the biggest impact a big man ever made.
Headlined to WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean, it was the main event, even though it wasn't the main event. It wasn't, you know, but it was, because it was him, the Trump match, right?
But
he wasn't the draw.
Probably one of the best, not even probably, one of the best matches I've ever seen John Cena have at that Royal Rumble.
That was tremendous.
Against Umaga. I mean, it's just.
Well, I mean, he had great matches with CM Punk. He had great matches with Jeff Hardy. Matches with Jeff Hardy. Like, he as a big man, he was great. As a worker, like I say, if it's talking about best, if it says best big man, we're talking about pure worker. Because if you look at who voted on this, it's actually very interesting. John Clapp, Howard Finkel, Bobby Mellock, Ryan Murphy, and Joey Styles.
Yeah.
Well, I only know two of those names. I respect two of those names. So.
Yeah, I respect Ryan Murphy as well.
Me too. Right. John Clapp.
And John Clapp.
He's got the clap.
He's got the clap.
Like
clap,
the American males.
Clap, clap. Or Scotty Anton. Number 18, old enough to sleep with, Sid.
Fuck off.
Sid is better than Umaga.
Fuck yourself. He was awful.
Yeah, I've just lost respect for Ryan Murphy.
Me too. Still respect John Clapp, though.
Yeah.
Never respected Howard Finkel.
Let's get serious here. Fuck off. Oh, Sid was awful.
Oh, well,
but this opens it up for Diesel and Taker and all these other guys to be in here, too, right?
Well, Diesel.
Rikishi.
Okay. Yeah. Who do you think is a better worker, Rikishi or Umaga?
Interesting. I mean, Fatu of the Head Shrinkers.
Yeah.
Definitely, I would
say. The Samoan SWAT team. I mean, it was probably when they were at the best in shape and in ring. They were only a little bigger than the Usos are now, not the big man that we got to know them as.
Exactly.
And great high flyers.
Rikishi was not necessarily the best worker.
Yeah.
But, I mean, could also pull off some you know, thrust kicks and things like that. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'd probably still go Umaga just because
I think he had
a quickness and violence to his moves that made him really what made him such a good big man. But, yeah.
Number 16.
Number 16. 16.
Big Daddy Cool Diesel.
Yeah. And now I don't respect Bobby Mellock anymore.
See, I thought he would be number 5. Just, one for each of his moves.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
At this point, I'm switching Diesel and Kamala's spot.
Yeah, basically. Are you shitting me? He's not... Okay.
No.
He was a terrible... When he was motivated enough with a buddy, he could have a few good matches.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and that was him saying, okay, where do you need me to be? I can be in position. I can do these things. I can sell it. I can sell some. But you still need to do the work for me. So I'll do my
carry
part.
Carry me, yeah.
Carry me, but I know how to get out of the way of a person and let them carry me. And that was his thing.
Here's a guy that's pretty much the same. It's like 16 and 15 are about equal.
Oh, fuck off. This guy should be so much higher.
Is Bruiser Brody.
So much higher. What do they build him at? I'm betting they build him at like 6'6", 280. And he's probably like 6'4", 260.
I don't think they have him. They don't have it at all. They don't have him at all.
He was a big dude, though. But he was awesome. Awesome.
Brody is best remembered by WWE fans for his gory battles with legendary champion Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah.
So.
There you go. Boy, he could have, if he hadn't died and he had got that run with Hogan, could have been huge.
Yeah.
You know.
But they would have called him the Berserker. And
yeah, no shit. Earthquake. And I'd have him right about where he is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's two ways to look at these lists, and it's spot on the list, and it's also who's around. I mean, obviously, Brody is better than Earthquake.
Yes, he is. But Earthquake was a good big man. He was surprisingly agile. He was a legitimate amateur wrestling champion. He was a legitimate sumo
in Vancouver.
Well, he was a national. He competed in the nationals and did well. I think he was, you know.
Yeah.
Sumo, the thing is, he was more athletic than you would think of than most of these big guys.
Yeah.
Like, he's way more athletic. He doesn't look like he's more athletic than King Kong Bundy.
No.
But he is.
Yes. And I mean, and who could forget the Shark?
I can't because I just watched...
Or Squishing Damien.
That was great.
That's his pet. Number 12.
You know what he should have done? He should have just stolen him and fed him to him.
That's true. It's all right. I just said number 12. It's actually number 13. And for number 13, I'll ask you a simple question.
Uh-huh.
And that is, have you ever taken a trip down to Cobb County, Georgia?
Hmm. Have you ever eaten pepper?
You need to read the signs. Respect.
Tastes like chicken.
The law and order. Mm-hmm. You'll serve hard time.
Big Boss Man. That's good. The one thing about Big Boss Man is he came in. And he was Big Bubba Rogers. He came in. He's like, again, billed at like 6'4", and he's... 6'4", 340 or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's legit like a 6'1", 300-pound guy. Like, he was a big guy still. 6'1", 6'2", 300 pounds. But the thing is, when he got down to his fighting weight in WWE, he was like 270.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was like 6'1", 270. Like, he's not really very much bigger than Al Snow, who he took on there. Like about the same height.
Yeah.
And he's only got maybe 20 pounds on him. 20, 30 pounds? 40 pounds, maybe?
40, maybe, yeah.
Maybe 40. Like, not much. So, yes, he's a big man because he was out of shape for a while, but he's a big man because he's out of shape. When he's in shape, he's not really...
But he was in his peak.
...qualify him as a big man.
At his peak.
In his peak, even as Big Boss Man there, when he lost weight, when he left turned face, he wasn't that big.
No, that's true.
When he was big when he came in and he attacked Hogan.
You know who really liked the Big Boss Man? My daddy. My daddy. Great stuff there.
Yeah.
Number 12.
Well, terrible stuff, but
for real this time.
Funny.
For real, number 12. Black Jack Mulligan.
Sure. 6'5",
6'7", 340.
That's why I said 6'5", 280. Big dude.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. Great.
Great promo.
Oh.
One of the best promos ever.
Like, the stuff that he... The thing he's right here was just when in the 80s, when he came back as this afternaut guy wearing, like, a red pajama shirt and jeans and just... You know, but the best part about his comeback in the 80s was on Primetime Wrestling when Heenan would just cut promos on him and make fun of him. Hilarious.
Well, the thing about Black Jack Mulligan is the thing that made him great was people believed he was a tough guy, and you know what? He was.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, he sold the menace.
Yeah. So. Number 11.
Number 11.
Ms. Ark Henry.
I like that.
Yeah, that's probably about right.
Yeah. He's really probably as a worker not that good, but he could have been. And he's, you talk about a promo, and you talk about a length of career, and a respect from fans, and how much he's liked, and yeah, I mean.
Yeah, and lately, they've gotten the best use out of him in the last probably 3-4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Except for the Lesnar thing.
Yeah, but I just mean like the Hall of Pain
and
all that, yeah.
Yeah. Gorilla Monsoon was...
Number 10.
It's a little high, but he's a legend in the WWE.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna... That's why it's a great promo, by
the way, that picture's hilarious, because the gorilla that I remember is not only the announcer, but even if I look at the guy who was in the ring, did not look like that. He was heavier, and he had on...
No hair.
No hair, and he had on the, you know...
the jacket.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Great promo.
Here he's just in a pair of trunks and looking flabby, but
yeah.
Not that flabby. It's kind of strange. I don't know. He's, like, in-shape fat.
Yeah, he's skinny fat.
Skinny fat. Yeah. But he's a big skinny fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, great promo. Great promo. Number 9. Stan the Lariat Hansen.
Sure.
The big man from Borger, Texas.
6'2", 300 pounds.
320 pounds. 6'11". No, I don't know what it's...
Big dude.
Big dude.
Great worker, great talker.
Yeah.
Again, sold the menace. Ernie the Cat Lad.
The big cat, Ernie Lad.
Could be higher.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So athletic.
That's a great promo.
Amazing promo. Legit, I mean, obviously, two-sport star, because he was an NFL player. Very big guy. He actually...
I like how it says here, playing with teams of the San Diego Chargers and Houston Oilers, when he was best known for being a Kansas City Chief.
Yeah, I know. It lists him as 6'9".
Fuck you, John Clapp. Fuck you.
What? Bobby Mellock gets off? But no, list him as 6'9".
With your mom.
The thing is, he was actually at the glory hole?
Yeah.
But he was when he stood next to Andre, he was a legit 6'9".
Yeah.
He was like almost the same height. So he was like 6'7", 6'8". Like maybe even 6'9".
Maybe
Andre
6'9".
Was wearing, you know, lifts.
Lifts, yeah.
Because they would do that with him.
They would, yeah. Yes. Standing on a box.
Yeah, put him on a box so he could be interviewed by Vince so he'd look bigger. Things like that.
Yokozuna.
Got no problem with that.
This is it. Consider this. At 589 pounds, Yokozuna weighed literally twice as much as Batista.
Yeah.
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 And did not wear skinny jeans.
No. No. He did not. He should have.
Should have.
But he would have performed a better spear. But the thing about him is, he was only good for a little while.
Yeah.
And then he got too fat.
At that 505 pounds early title run, it was there. And then it just became a gimmick. He was fat.
Yeah. And even by the end of that title run, when he did lose to Brett, or even, you know, I mean, and he did get blown up, obviously, in the WrestleMania 9 match and everything. But that was, a lot of that was nerves and of the position.
Well, and being outside, too.
Being outside in the heat, but... Yeah, when he was in, like you say, that 505, it was for a short while, but he was awesome for that short while.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I mean, unfortunate. As we talk about, he was in that match with Brett. He died at 34 years of age.
He did.
You know.
Number 6.
Yeah.
Number 6. Here he is, the Beast from the East, Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, I mean, I would have him number 1 or 2, but, I mean, they respect him too and got him up there. He was, as a worker... And again, size, agility,
yeah,
just power, everything. Not tall, but, you know.
No, but like Crusher Jerry Blackwell,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And he was so awesome.
Well, I mean, you just remember the old Nintendo video game. Bam Bam Bigelow was one with the two super moves.
Yes, that's right.
Because
he
could do the cartwheel.
The cartwheel.
That was his gimmick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just, you know... and, you know, often touted by Bret Hart as the most talented big man in wrestling history.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, that's all you need to say.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
I remember also Bam Bam Bigelow was one of the rare...
I was worried he would be in, like, 25, 24. So that, I'm glad with that.
True story. Bam Bam Bigelow, one of the rare behemoths. Remember the WrestleMania 4 program I had that it was, like, it was Ultimate Warrior against Hercules. And in the thing, it said, this is the Battle of the Behemoths. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what the word behemoth was. I couldn't pronounce it when I read it. I was like, Battle of the Behemoths. Mm-hmm. No idea.
So do you know now?
What? Number 5. Vader.
Probably again lower. I'd have him in big low 1-2, but... Yeah. You know, I can't really argue too much. And again, Taker's got to be on the list, right?
Taker, so have like Big Show, Andre, right? And then who else?
I don't know who else.
Luger.
Hogan? Luger.
Mr. Hughes. Giant Gonzalez.
Great Colleen.
Number 4.
We're seeing
Kane, and the
way too high,
and the world says fuck off.
I could see him in the top 20. Yeah, right between 20 and 25.
Yeah, he could. Ironically, he could be like Diesel.
Yeah, who's too high?
Yeah,
but Kane is way too high. I understand he's been around for a long time, but as a worker, with the right guy in the right situation, he's able to have a few good matches.
Kane has been around for 17 years.
There's not a lot of matches where you go, that was, what a great match.
Well, just look at the fact that they keep matching him up against Big Show, and it sucks my cock every time.
Yeah, exactly.
So, it's, and they've been doing that for...
Again, this is more a legacy thing than a actual judgy young man is. You know? And then Big Show,
there's your Big Slow.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing to say about that. Number 2.
So Hulk Hogan's not on this.
No.
So it's going to be Andre.
Andre is number 2.
Yeah.
And then
so
here.
So Hulk Hogan, who they build against Andre, is at 6'8".
Mm-hmm.
Much bigger than Bully Ray, I'd like to point out again.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the list. In fact, he's bigger than quite a few of the guys on this list. Yeah. Think about it. But, all right.
Yeah, and number 1, like you said, probably Undertaker, right?
Oh, it's got to be Taker. There's no doubt.
The Blundertaker. Yeah. All right. Let's go to the 10 monstrous tag teams.
Okay, but I have a game I want to get to. Oh, okay. So, I mean, let's do this.
Because it's only 10. Yeah.
And then we'll get to the game. Did we get to did we bring up that question that we had about the Ascension? And
yeah, we did that.
We did do that on Monday.
We did that. We do have another question.
Oh, okay. Do we have any other notes to hit about anything that's happened here?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so then we got the game, we got this, and we have a question.
Yeah, number 10.
We're going to go about another 20-30 minutes, I figure.
Yeah. 10 monstrous tag teams. Number 10, Big Show and Kane.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Shown here, chokeslamming the heartthrobs.
Yeah, I mean, now, the thing you have to keep in mind, they did not team for long. So, it depends on what you consider a team. If they teamed up a dozen times, is that enough? And did these guys team up...
Half a year.
You
know.
A little while.
Well, it says here they won a thing for Taboo Tuesday, which would have been in, like, October. And I remember them being tag champions at that WrestleMania.
That's right.
Right? So, still.
Yeah.
So, number 9.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, it's amazing they're only number 10 as the Monsters Tag Teams when they're the third and fourth greatest big man in history.
That's true. Yeah. The Masters of the Powerbomb.
Oh, yes.
This would have been higher if they included Cheatham the Midget.
Yes. Yes.
That's Sid and Vader.
Yeah.
Now, again, I don't consider them a team, though.
I don't either.
Were
they put together by Race, or was it a... Who was it?
Sid was managed by Colonel Robert Parker.
Oh, that's right.
And Harley Race was managing Vader. So they were. It was basically just to do the... to fight against Davey Boy and Sting.
Yeah, it was. But also, I think it was to set up... They were planning to turn, if I remember correctly, Sid babyface to take on Vader and win the title.
Yeah, what's the matter, Sid? Yeah. Don't got your scissors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he fucked it up by stabbing Arn Anderson.
Yes. With scissors.
Scissors. Yeah. Because he couldn't beat him in a straight fight. He's only 80 pounds
heavier. Well, he couldn't beat Brian Pillman without the help of a squeegee.
No. Well, but Arn Anderson couldn't beat Brian Pillman either. So
that's true.
Not many guys could.
Here are the powers of pain.
Sure.
Number 8.
Don't have a problem with that.
You know, the powers of pain...
I gotta stand because your seat's uncomfortable.
Yeah. The powers of pain were never more dangerous than since...
Ass is hurting like I've been in prison.
Coming under the tutelage of the devious one, Mr. Fuji. Number 7. 7. 7.
7. 7. Number 7 on the countdown.
Number 7, 3-minute warning.
Oh, okay, all right.
No.
No, you're right.
They do not go ahead, actually, of any of the... Maybe, no.
No, no. You're right. You're right.
Except for, no.
Because the thing is that they start off with a lot of momentum, and then they forgot to use them properly, and didn't use them well, and they just became another team.
And the guy on the left is shit.
He was. Rosie was terrible.
Yeah. He was a superhero in training. Mm-hmm. Number 6. I like on the side here, it says, what's new on WWE.com? It just says, here, let's go to this here. Just wait a sec.
If it shows up again.
It will. Where's the coach?
Oh, why? Great. So here we go, Dick the Bruiser and the Crusher.
And the, it's not even correct, it's Da Crusher.
That's true, it is Da Crusher. Dick the Bruiser and the Crusher, again, legendary Minnesota act.
Yeah.
Right?
And, no, that's definitely a great...
And the Crusher, the king of the... You ever heard that song by the Ramones?
Yeah.
I think I played it for you before.
You did, yeah.
The Crusher.
I don't know if they were a monster tag team, though.
I don't know. Well, the Crusher, but not some... Dick the Bruiser was big for the era, but he's not. No, I mean... No. Okay, so the Twin Towers. Okay, I got a problem with that. Might be a little high, but...
Yeah.
But, you know, it is the WWE's list. Who put this list together? Does it show?
Someone needed to knock them down a peg.
Does it show who,
yeah,
Was it Daivari?
No, just Bobby
just
Malak.
Just Bobby Malak, who we already
and
have
it says
established.
The 10 most monstrous tag teams is what this is here.
And,
so.
And we know we've already talked about how we don't respect Bobby Malak.
We don't respect Bobby Malak. I think it's irresponsible for him to put this on the list. I mean, they were known for their acts of terror. That was great. Do you remember, see that? Remember that? The Mega Powers exploded in the main event. Oh,
yeah!
Just in hindsight,
that's what they called it.
Hilarious! Mean Gene's going, Slickster, your Twin Towers and their terrorist actions or something. It's just like,
I know.
Wow, 1989.
Yeah, leave that in. Don't edit that.
Well,
I know. So yeah,
Stun Bundy. Good.
So could you have the Machines in here?
You probably could, actually.
Giant Machine and Super Machine?
And Piper Machine. And Hillbilly Machine.
Yes. Before they watered it down just a little bit.
A little bit.
What was it? Giant Machine, Super Machine? Who was the third one, though?
Big Machine, wasn't it?
Was it Big Machine?
Yeah. Yeah, because it was Mulligan, Bill Eady, and Andre.
Who was Mass Superstar and then will be on this list.
Yes, he'll probably.
There's a good chance. Yeah, you're right.
Will be very much on this list.
Yeah, you're right. They'll probably be number
We're
two.
On to number 3,
so they could be
number 2 or they're coming. Okay, 3. The Miracle Violence Connection. Steve Williams and Terry.
If you're actually talking this is the best team on the list.
Yeah.
Like, without any question, and I know who the next two probably will be, and not even close to these guys. These guys were, like, arguably the greatest tag team of all time. Most of that, of course, done in Japan, but Miracle Violence Connection, as they were known there, and they were just known as Terry Gordy and Williams. In WCW, but just awesome beyond belief. And, of course, Gordy was also in the Freebirds, so he was a tag team specialist. Yeah.
Tag team specialist. Here they are. Number
and he was also in the WWE for a little while.
Who? The Executioner.
The Executioner.
Look at this.
I forgot about this team.
The Natural Disasters.
Well, they're up there, but to be honest with you, Natural Disasters higher than Miracle Violence Connection? Suck my cock there, Mr. Bobby Malak. In fact,
yeah. Suck my Malak.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that mean?
I don't know. It's gross, though. Number 1.
LOD? LOD?
What a rush.
So crazy you would have. I mean, I don't.
Demolition's not on here.
No, I. And the thing is.
That's stupid.
Well, the Demolition wasn't as big in monsters as the Road Warriors.
Don't care.
The Road Warriors weren't as big in monsters as Warrior and Barbarian, the Powers of Pain.
The Bruiser and Warlord the Crusher Barbarian, were not monstrous. I mean, yeah, you had Warlord Barbarian, right. And you don't have Demolition.
But you don't have Demolition. But the thing is, exactly, I mean, yes, they weren't, but they were in that same level. And they were the same style and the same everything. So the idea that Demolition isn't in here is crazy. And like I say, Road Warriors, I have no problem with them being number one. Miracle Violence Connection, in many ways, should be ahead of them. But the Road Warriors were that team that redefined Intimidation in the tag team division.
Of course.
And were, you know, very obviously.
Wait, I thought that was Demolition.
All right. Never forget PWI just shitting all over WWE for bringing in a team called Demolition because they couldn't actually get the real Road Warriors.
Decided
to create their own, and they were just pissed at them. And yeah. Anyways. All right. We should do a couple things here, just real quick. Number one, we have a regular segment we do every week.
Yes. It's the Triple H nose joke. Of the week.
You done?
Week.
All right, what's the real reason Triple H got the job as COO of the WWE?
I don't know, Mo. What is the real reason Triple H got the job as COO of the WWE?
Oh, it's a safety thing, because you need somebody who can be there on time, and even if Triple H is 15 minutes late for a meeting, his nose will be on time.
That's true. That's true.
And that is...
the Triple H nose joke of the week. 10 matches you can watch on the WWE Network.
No, you can't see on WWE.com that you can watch. Okay, but we're not going to do that one. Because... I have one of these questions.
Oh yeah,
we started this segment. If you wanted to take part in this segment, we got a few questions, and I think we should start this segment here. It's been one we talked about for a while there, and it's called Ask Buff. And remember, we asked for some questions. We got a few here.
Okay.
That came in.
All right.
And I was thinking we could take this one because this was actually the very first one that came in.
Okay.
And you can email. You can do it on Twitter, of course. You can leave a comment in the show.
Right. Twitter, at We Talk Wrestling.
Yeah, or Twitter and just a comment in the show. But these were sent to Addie, ADDIE at WeTalkWrestling.com.
Yes, it was.
Just headline it, Ask Buff.
Ask
Buff. This one is a bit controversial. But okay. The first one we got, do we do it or not?
Let's do it.
Okay, do you want to call him Buff?
Or let's
do you want
call Buff. hello there.
Oh, I was worried I was going to get Rick Rolled there.
This is Buff.
Maybe next week I'll get Rick Rolled there.
Hello, this is Buff Bagwell.
Hey, Buff, it's Mo at We Talk Wrestling.
Mo, how you doing?
We're just thinking, we got some of these questions here. This is controversial, but I'm wondering if you want to take part in what we want to say here.
I'm no stranger to controversy, Mo. You know, I was once on this program called Monday Night Nitro. And let me just, that program had a bit of controversy associated with that.
That's why it generated cash?
I'm not sure about that myself. I was just paid to be on there.
Oh, you paid well, weren't you?
I'm a hooker now, Mo.
So, in other words, so you like teach submission holds and stuff, mean?
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be good, though.
That's what you meant, right?
I know, but I'm gonna do that.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh,
what question you got for me?
You're gonna make them tap out, are you? Okay, well, this is a bit controversial, but it is the very first one sent to us legitimately at ADD@WeTalkWrestling.com. Somebody asked, my daughter has brought home her boyfriend. She says they want to get married. I've never met him before. He's a nice guy, but he's a different race. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with it. Should I just let this go because it's 2014?
Now, what race is he?
It doesn't say.
And you know, really, that doesn't matter. I was on a program called Monday Night Nitro. It was on Monday nights.
Was it
on TNT? And you know, we used to
have them
Japanese wrestlers. He came from all the way from Japan. And we had
Japanese wrestlers.
We had them Mexican wrestlers. They came from Texas. And we had some black. I was in the NWO with his name was Vincent, but a lot of people know him as Virgil. But Vincent, when I was in the New World Order with him, and you know, we were fine. We were okay. I used to be in a tag team.
So what are you telling this man?
With Too Cold Scorpio.
Oh yeah.
And I was white.
What about the question?
He was black.
He was what?
I'm sorry. What was the question?
I was white. Come on, can you sing that song that Paul McCartney, Steve?
I'm actually more of a hooker than a singer.
Hooker, like, so yeah, submission maneuvers, that type of thing in school. Is that what you mean, or are you just trying to say you fuck the shit out of people?
I do it for money.
All right. Well, thanks, Buff. We'll have you on again next week. I have no idea what he said, Addy.
No, thank you for the advice. It's excellent.
All right. Well, that was a legitimate question sent to us.
ADDIE.
So if you have one that's as funny and strange as that, we will get who doesn't want Buff's advice every week.
Yes.
Every week, ask Buff. Exclusive to WeTalkWrestling.com.
We won't get that anywhere else.
Hey, did you know that? Like that news about JoJo.
JoJo
that is
and
not available.
No,
or
not JoJo. Not released.
Else.
Do you know who was released? Sin Cara.
Oh yeah, I heard that
officially today.
Oh, really?
They sent out like a press release. Yeah.
So, because the Scooby-Doo movie's out?
I guess.
So what about Hunico? Is he still around?
Yeah, Hunico's still around, but then
they just released
Mystico,
the character.
They released the guy, whatever his name really is. Like
something Irvina or something.
Yeah. They said that they've come to terms with the release of Irvina.
He was already working in, like, Mexico.
Yeah.
But he wasn't actually technically released.
They officially,
is that why
I
he
guess,
thought he could
or
still
they,
use the Sin Cara name?
Maybe. I don't know. You know, with
or maybe they hadn't released him yet because they were waiting for the Scooby-Doo movie going out because he had done the voiceover. That's legitimately his voice in the movie. The original Sin Cara, so.
Yeah.
Which, of course, caused him to go on Twitter when the new Sin Cara was shown next to Scooby-Doo and was talking about being in the movie, saying, "Faker! Faker!" And he sent it to Triple H and Vince and Stephanie and then deleted it almost immediately. But, of course, people already know. Fucking idiot. I guess, I'm starting to think he doesn't want to come back.
You know, I'm getting that feeling. He's starting to just, just come out and say it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's quit flip-flopping.
Yeah.
Fucking Himmler.
So what's the Twitter question we actually got?
Well, the Twitter question comes to us from Davey.
Oh, I love it.
And we appreciate
the regular listeners.
Yes. Would love to know if we think that A...
I have no idea who sent that Twitter that question, by the way.
That
one, actually, legitimately, no name on it.
Well, there's an email.
Well, it was an email,
we
but
probably we're
not going
to read
that out no.
right away.
Yeah. Right away? Just later. We're a little more drunk.
Well, let's get hammered and read emails. Davey would like to know if, A, we think Undertaker has 3 more WrestleMania matches in him to go to 25-0. And who those 3 opponents should be.
Well, right now.
Well, no, in the next 3 years.
Right now, as it sits, you have to say Sting, because you think there's one more match.
I got to think he goes Sting next year.
I think if you do it right, like you say, if you do it at WrestleMania or the Raw the next night, and I think the Raw the next night might actually be better, in the rafters, points the thing, and then you wait 1 year.
Yeah.
I think the anticipation will be incredible. And you don't even need to shoot another angle. You don't even need to have them on TV, even.
No.
You just show that again once or twice more.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
I guarantee huge, huge interest. So that's an easy one. John Cena, the year I would go the year after that, I just have John Cena.
Okay.
I just think it's a money match. That's never happened.
Absolutely.
And then the year after that, I have on his final year out the doors, he's trying to go, I think he would be trying to go 25-0.
25-0, yeah.
Yeah, that's when I have him go 24-1 and have Bray Wyatt beat him.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Bray Wyatt's a good one.
Those are my three, though. Those three. Wyatt, Cena, Sting.
Yeah. I think Sting, Cena, for sure.
Yeah.
If you're going to go 24-1, yeah, I go Bray Wyatt, but I'll throw a different name. I could throw Roman Reigns.
I could see that.
Roman Reigns. If you're going to go 25-0, then I go...
And at that point, Bray Wyatt's probably established enough that he could lose. Like, he has to beat Cena, I think, this year.
Yeah.
But there, he's established enough he could lose to the Taker. Wouldn't hurt him.
Yeah, that's
It's just
true.
That, I mean, if you're going to put the rocket on the guy and I think he's going to be a star, the next Undertaker, to be so to speak.
Yeah.
Especially if he starts going undefeated at WrestleMania, if he beats Cena this year and beats whoever next year.
But he won't. Yeah, well. But I go with Sting next year for sure. I might go the next year with The Rock.
And then
Cena to round out.
The Rock would be huge as far as interest again. So The Rock and Cena, I can see that too. You're right. If he's going to go 25-0, that's not a bad way to go either. I think that's really good.
Yeah. So, but I mean, again, right now it looks like Bray Wyatt, Roman Reigns are the guys, the new kids on the block, so to speak, that could do.
But
from
you know, a few of these guys, the who knows where Daniel Bryan is? Who knows where Roman Reigns or Dean Ambrose is? Or not Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins. Because he's been so fucking good.
Oh, he's been great. And Babyface Shield is awesome.
Yes.
I'm loving Babyface Shield.
So, I mean, who knows? And who knows when a Sami Zayn comes up or somebody like that, you know?
Well, I do.
Yeah, you're right.
Sami Zayn is not going to be The Undertaker.
I just think you don't know how much he'll get over. Unfortunately, I think they'll see him as Christian.
Cesaro,
yeah. Exactly.
Is a big guy that they could, you know.
Yeah, so who knows? Like, who knows how the crowd reactions will go?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think any of those three or four people we mentioned is very good.
I think that's
good. Question, Davey, thank you very much.
You can
send us to at We Talk Wrestling.
Yes.
Be one of our 2,700 odd Twitter followers. We'll probably have 10,000, we figure.
Probably
next week.
We're going for 10,000.
Yeah. The 10,000th one will get a gift of his name read on the air.
Mm-hmm.
You're fucking welcome.
Or her name read on the air.
No, if it's a girl, we're not doing it.
Oh. That's fair. What else we got here? Titus O'Neil looks like a horse.
Yeah. We have a picture of that.
Yeah, we do.
We made a picture of that and of Franklin the Turtle with Batista.
We will use.
If you guys have some ideas for some more, again, tweet or email us those. We'll try and mock up some and we'll start tweeting them out or something. Or maybe you guys send us one that you made up for yourself. We'll put it up on the air.
Yeah, we'll make that.
Put it on
the show.
Put it on the show and give you the credit on the name. That could be fun. So rustlers combined with animals or cartoon characters. Photoshop that shit.
Yeah, we're good with that.
Or ask for it. Yeah. Because we'll basically show you these ones we did. They're cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I have my game I want to get to.
Okay.
Want to do that now?
Yeah.
Okay. You're familiar with the game The Scruples?
No.
Actually, I have two games. Let me look on my phone. And then I mention it. Because I actually have... Well, technically, I have two games. Almost three, you could say. Because one of those has two versions.
Let's play the almost third one.
It really gets over with you, does it? Let me just look here. What I have. Black, white, or gray, I call it. It's the concept of I take some famous...
Mark Henry.
Who's gray?
Oh, right.
White is Sheamus.
I think he likes women.
White is Sheamus. Black, white, or gray is the game. I call it what it is. It's the idea of I take some things that were controversial at the time, but they happened many years ago or recently, whatever, it was at the time controversial, and I ask you now if it still deserves the reputation it has.
What about if Darren Young wears white tights? Then he's black, white, and gay.
You said it, not me. So
that's a fact!
Anyways, so the question is, yes, so there's that one if we want to do it. Then I have Wrestling Scruples.
Yeah, I know. I want to do the gay one.
So
no, let's do that. Let's do your black, white, or gay.
Well, no, I'll give you the concept for the other one.
Okay.
Wrestling Scruples. You're familiar with the board game Scruples?
No.
Okay. The board game Scruples, what it is a bunch of real-life situations
Okay.
that are
Slam City?
No, so that it could go either way. Like, you know, your family is starving, you can steal bread, or is it wrong? Do you try and find another way because it's wrong? Like, so, you know, is stealing okay because your family is starving? Like,
stealing's okay because I'm starving, but my family steal their own food.
So the idea is I took some real questions from the game Scruples, and I'll ask you them as what would this wrestler, how would this wrestler answer that particular question?
Okay.
Okay, and then there's another one, which is Wrestling Scruples as well, which is I'm just going to pose you questions as if you were a promoter or a wrestler, how would you answer this question? And these questions are actually wrestling-related incidents that I've made up.
Okay.
Instead of real-life incidences from this game. Okay. So I kind of want to go with that one, but...
Okay, go with that one.
You don't give a shit.
No, I'll do... We'll do all three at some point, so...
Okay. For instance...
Okay.
You're a promoter.
I am.
Your company's promoting its very first ever pay-per-view.
It's going to be successful.
One of the guys who you've been promoting in your main event has asked for the night off because the man who trained him is putting on his memorial show, and he wants to go back and give back. Of course, you promoted the event, but he's also being loyal to you and wants to make it up. Would you release him and let him go wrestle the same night for the promotion, the last chance for the person who trained him?
Well, what's my promotion? I'm building up my pay-per-view.
You're building up your first pay-per-view. You're doing your first live.
I guess
Ustream pay-per-view. And by the way, I should say, I think it's Ustream who does the New Japan pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Has signed the deal with ROH, so ROH is going to start doing live pay-per-views again with the company looking capable of handling it.
Yeah,
and that'll be really good for them. And I'm interested in ordering the first couple of those. They're $15 and be good.
I'm interested
it's more than the network. It's curious, but I'm looking forward to that because
yeah.
I like their product. But anyway, so you're doing something. You're on Ustream. You're like new.
But what are they telling us? Like, when am I getting this notice?
2 weeks ahead of time.
2 weeks ahead of time. And I tape.
But you've already promoted the event. This is your main event.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. So, I guess
it's supposed to be tough. This is
honestly, it would depend. Let's put it that way. If
by the way, in the game Scruples, you're allowed to say bullshit. I think you're just supposed to say liar with Scruples. Cause if a person you don't think is being truthful, you can call them out on it.
What I'm saying though too is that with 2 weeks to go, right, and we've got this. Like the only reason that I would call bullshit is because a memorial show, right, isn't getting put together in 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Like, I would be fully aware of, you know, Jose Lothario's memorial show, right, a while before. Like, nobody just dies and then we put on a show for him next week. Right? So the odds of that actually happening to me would be slim. Would they go out? It depends on how long. Let's just say it's legitimate.
There was that one recently in California where the guy just decided to call it quits, like literally like the week before. And that became his memorial show. Or he died like the week before or whatever.
Yeah. And it became the show, sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you want this big star... Mm-hmm. Right. This is my first pay-per-view, and there's a big star on
your level. Yeah.
Yeah, and the memorial show really wants this big star, and he's a big enough guy to headline my pay-per-view. He's going to be a big enough guy to main event. He's going to be the fucking biggest star this memorial guy.
If you were Dragon Gate and you're doing your first pay-per-view and you booked say a Chris Hero.
Yeah.
To be in the main event, and the storyline had been building for it for 2-3 months.
Right.
And then he came to you a couple weeks before and said, the guy has said this is his last show, he's changed his mind, everybody's going to try and gather down there, he trained me, can I go?
Yeah.
Is there a way out? No?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Let's work on getting, it's not even a no, it's like, how do we work on getting that show pushed back? Because ours is on fucking pay-per-view, right? Our show is more important than their show, basically. Right, so how do we? Okay, fine. Everybody's going to try to get together. How do they get together there? And maybe, okay, if I'm going to be a nice fucking guy, right? If I'm and actually, if I'm a smart promoter, how do I piggyback on this shit and you know what, let's have our pay-per-view, then I'll book all your fucking friends, and we'll have a memorial show for him, and guess what, you could have the input as to how he'd want to have it done. Everybody makes money.
Okay. All right. You're a promoter again.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude.
You're a promoter again. Okay. You have a new heel that you brought into the company. You've been pushing him for about 3 months. He's getting over huge.
Snitsky.
He looks like he's going to help take your promotion to the next level.
Okay.
That said, the guys in the locker room are starting to complain. He's acting really full of himself. He's being really stiff in the ring with the guys. He's bullying them because he thinks he can get away with it, showing major attitude problems.
Right.
Do you punish him by starting to job him out? Do you continue to book him strong and tell the other guys to suck it up? Do you one-on-one talk to him? Or do you hold an open-door meeting with all the wrestlers and him and let everybody air their grievances?
I don't necessarily...
Or is there another way you can think of to handle it?
Well, in terms of, are wrestlers going to be catty? Sure. That part is okay. Right? The whole stiffing there, how do I handle it? Do I bring in, you know, I bring in Michael Elgin, right? Or I bring in a shooter,
mm-hmm.
right? And
David Boy Smith Jr.
Yeah, and stiff him.
Yeah.
Right? And that's kind of how you get
them
to kind of police themselves a little bit, right? Is, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? And you get a little bit of that, but at the same time, yeah, I mean, if somebody's taken off, then you kind of got to go with it. I mean, I don't know, Shawn Michaels is a bad example, because things really didn't take off with Shawn Michaels, but he was the best guy that they had around at the time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was a dick, right? But he still went with them.
Ultimate Warrior was another one, right? Obviously, right?
That's right. And you still go with them. Not everybody's going to like each other. People that are going to be... Hey, not a lot of people like Bruiser Brody.
No. And he would bully guys.
Well, I mean... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All that's one of the...
Billy Robinson
said... That was a defense for Jose Gonzalez.
Yeah.
What set him off was the bullying.
Yeah.
Right? So, it's... Yeah, I mean, and Benoit. Right? I mean, Miz, you know... Not too sad.
Well, Bob Holly, you know, Hardcore Holly.
Right? Yeah, another guy, yeah. Right? So, I mean, there's lots of examples of it. So, I think, again, you try to stiff me, stiff you back, and you
bring in a Hardcore Holly, so stiff him.
Yeah, and okay, well, if he gets a little bit of snug, right? I mean, that was what they used to do, you bring in the policeman, right? So,
or in Japan, they would try and hit you, go over there. First, they would try and take advantage of you. If you fought back and showed you'd be willing to fight, they'd leave you alone.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? Okay. And speaking of which, Billy Robinson was somebody, we never brought this up. The great Billy Robinson passed away at 75 years old.
He did.
One of the greatest English wrestlers of all time.
Right.
And he was known, though, as a bully. And he had such a realistic wrestling style that some people say he wasn't a good professional wrestler because he was such a good real wrestler.
He was like a UFC fighter, basically.
Yeah,
like, you know?
There wasn't enough showmanship to what he did.
Yeah.
But he still had legendary matches with a lot of people, you know, Dory Funk Jr. and these people. And he also opened the door for guys like, you know, who came over from England, the Steven Regals and the Dynamite Kids and other guys even before that.
Yeah.
As well as training... Or, like, helping to train with Vern Gagne, like Ric Flair, for instance.
Yeah, yeah. It was
and Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
And
Ken Patera, and Brunzel, and Greg Gagne, and, yeah, there's just a Ricky Steamboat, I think, is in there. There's a whole list of guys.
Whole list. So, very legendary figure, so we just want to, you know, best wishes to his family.
Yes.
So let's get back to the game here.
Okay.
You're a wrestler. You're working for the number one wrestling promotion in the world.
Okay.
You're a mid-carder.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking to a friend of yours. You're throwing back ideas.
Right.
You come up with a great shirt idea, and you go and pitch it to the people who are doing marketing.
Right.
Shirt idea for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They say they love it. They're going to do it for you. 2-3 weeks later, that new shirt comes out for your friend who's higher on the card.
Right.
And it becomes his top-selling shirt of all time, making him a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle it?
Go on the internet. And I complain about it. No, I... I guess it just depends on, I said, like, it's your, I mean, it's your friend. Is this the same friend that you were talking to? Mm-hmm. You and him come up with the shirt idea?
Mm-hmm.
So, he came up with the, so you came up with the shirt idea, you went to marketing, so presumably you told your friend that this was a go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If he's your friend. So, the friend, it really ain't your friend. So, I mean, that's really what you do, is you, you know, you're just not friends with this guy anymore.
You don't complain to anybody in the company?
Well, that wouldn't matter. Really, it wouldn't. I mean, like, what are you going to do, right? Well, that's my idea. No. Maria Menounos said. But no, I mean, what is it? Didn't you just get the crybaby and you're a mid-carter and it's just, yeah, it's like.
Okay. Life of Midgarter. All right, last one. I'll give you the last one for this one.
Okay.
This is a good game, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's interesting. It might, if I can come up with some more, or people, again, they can tweet us, they can email us, they can leave comments. That's at We Talk Wrestling.
Yes.
That's
Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling.
That's right. Of course, on WeTalkWrestling.com, the exclusive home of We Talk Wrestling now.
Yes.
We're also on Stitcher.
We are.
We're on, what
the
is it?
The TuneIn Radio app.
Yep, there you go. iTunes, I think.
iTunes as well.
So anyways, you can always leave a comment and do these different things. Please rate us on iTunes. Get us up there again. Because we were like never in the top five at one point. And we're not anymore. But
well, we're not anymore because, again, we changed over the feed. And
so we need
actually,
help.
The old feed is still kind of straggling around there. So.
Yeah, it's kind of a little confusing. So, but anyway, so yeah, you can always send us, if you have a wrestling scruples question that you want us to answer like this, then send us in. That'd be fun to do. But anyways, I'll give you one last one.
Okay.
Again, you've been promoting, you promote pay-per-views once every 2 months. Six pay-per-view events a year. They're Ustream pay-per-views, your mid-level promotion, about the level of a, you know, Dragon, ROH, TNA, something like that.
Oh, wait, you said mid-level.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say you sucked like TNA. I just said you're mid-level.
Okay.
Okay. So you're building for your year-end, your WrestleMania, your big event.
Okay.
Okay. Your headliner that you've been building up to get a rematch and regain his title for a long, long time, a week away at a house show, suffers what appears to be a major concussion. He says to you he's all right and that he's gotten clearance from his doctor. Do you ask for the medical information, or because he says he's willing to go, do you let him go in the ring because you promoted it for so long and built the storyline?
No, I think you got to get the medical information. There and see what that
WWE didn't with Kurt Angle at WrestleMania 19.
It's true.
Brock Lesnar.
No, that's true. It's very true. But I would get the medical information and find that out. What were
and he literally went in there with a broken neck and any bump could have literally paralyzed him.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They knew it was bad, but they didn't want to know how bad.
Yeah. No, I know. But no, I still wouldn't. I think the key in all of this, and it's even with this. This memorial one that you had before, I think the key.
But how much of this is on his? How much of this is? I'm just to play devil's advocate, because I would agree with you. I would do the same thing. I'd ask what. But just to play, how much of this is on him? Him saying, "No, I want." Number one, he wants the payday. He needs the payday. And number two, he says he's all right. How much are you supposed to place him if he's not willing to place himself?
Well, if he's under contract to me.
Well, he's an independent employee.
Oh, he's an independent contractor.
Yes, that's
right.
Oh. No, seriously.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. So.
No, but I still think that the onus, if it's happening in, let's call it my ring, right, then it's my deal. I mean, I've sent people home sick that showed up for work. Because it's like, you know, you're saying, and I mean, you think of it, too, in terms of when do you get it, what's the, you get another concussion, right? So, by getting a concussion, the chances of you getting another one are that much easier. That's the short-term risk, right?
Yeah.
So, you get another concussion, you get sloppy out there, now you go hurt somebody else, right? So, now
That's
it's right. a two-for-one. So, you know, yeah, okay, it's not, if it was just them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to even think of an example, right? Is like if my leg was hurt, and I could hurt my leg more, and it would only hurt me more, then that's, you know, maybe. But you have the potential of hurting someone else, and that's the thing. Is it's, you know, and to me the whole point is that you have a backup. You always have a backup, right? So to me, you always can turn a match into a triple threat match by taking your second highest co-promoted match and turning that into a three-way, right?
All right. Works for me. I agree with you. Okay, so I'm just going to give you an example of the other ones. Say you're Jim Cornette. And the police ask you for information about a friend involved in political activities. Do you cooperate fully? This is an actual question from the Scruples game. If you were Jim Cornette, what do you think you would do?
Fuck!
And then?
So if the police had come to me asking for about information about a friend of mine?
Yeah, involved in political activities, would you fully cooperate? Do you think Jim Cornette would or wouldn't fully cooperate?
No, I don't think he'd cooperate. Yeah? I think he'd work it. I don't know anything about it. Okay. I don't know what Kenny Bowman's been doing.
All right. A friend asks you to write a reference for a job you feel he's poorly qualified for. Do you refuse? You are Hulk Hogan.
Oh, fuck no. Well, let me tell you something, brother. You know who would make an excellent subway token taker, brother? And that's Ed Leslie, dude.
All right. Someone you don't really like invites you to an expensive restaurant you'd love to try. Do you go just for the meal? You're DDP.
Well, that's you're allowed to call bullshit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anybody DDP doesn't like?
Yeah.
And if he doesn't like it, he'd still go because he'd use it as a marketing thing to push DDP yoga.
Good point. Good
Let
point.
Let me bring in my friend Arthur Gorman.
Good point. That's...
I'd like to order some gluten-free pizza.
All right. Now, here's another one. Just a couple questions. These were, of course, controversial at the time. Now, you still think it's a big deal?
Oh, okay. This is your gay one, right?
Yes. All right. All right, I got a bunch here. Let's just say the Ministry of Darkness crucifying people. Back when that was happening in, I think, 1998. Or was it 99?
98, 99, yeah.
That was
controversial yes.
Beyond belief. People were going nuts. Now, do you think they were wrong? Do you think they were wrong doing it? Now, looking back now.
Do I think they were wrong doing it, or do I think that it would have the same amount of controversy today?
Do you think they were wrong doing it? Answer both questions.
No, I don't think they were wrong doing it, because I personally didn't get offended, and at the end of the day, business just moved on, right? I mean, you know how you know you're wrong doing it? When people stop paying, that's when you're wrong in doing it, and nobody stopped paying, nobody paid more for that, but nobody paid any less for that either. It just happened, and it moved on. Would it have the same amount of controversy today? Relatively, yes. Less people are aware of wrestling now, right? Mm-hmm. It's less people are watching. It means less. So I would say the outcry would be less, just because the audience is less. But it would be the same, you know, relatively.
Here's another one. Just again, in retrospect, Jeff Hardy showed up at a pay per view in no condition to perform. Goes out there, loses in like 2 minutes to Sting.
Right.
They bring him back.
Yeah.
Right now, in retrospect, looking back now, was that a good move, the right move, or not?
No, that'll never be the right move.
See, I think it was, because he's being, well, he seems pretty fucked up right now as Willow.
Willow!
He's being essentially a model citizen, and he's a big star, and, you know? I mean, what's America if not a place that gives other chances? I mean, I think it's been, but you think that's never okay.
No, I think that coined the phrase Dixie the Cunt Carter. That move, it did,
I think you might have been calling her before that. But
maybe
that solidified.
But it solidified it, and it's just no. To me, that's it. You're toast. And quite frankly, so now TNA does two pay per views a year. Right? Instead of 12?
Yeah.
They draw 1 million people to watch Impact. They get, of those pay-per-views, they get 4,000 people each to order that. Yeah, thanks. I can do that without Jeff Hardy.
Okay.
Right?
The argument's made, though. He's being fine, and there's anybody who's worth anything. It is him.
And my argument would be in TNA, there isn't anybody that's worth anything.
All right, so that's an example of what black, white, gray is. So there's a lot more of those incidents that happened that I want to look back on. So let's wrap up this show. I don't know if we have we told how people can get a hold of us?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think so. We've got at We Talk Wrestling on Twitter, facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. We're www.wetalkwrestling.com. Mm-hmm. It could be, there's a contact us link on there as well.
Ask Buff, animals and animals and wrestlers or mm-hmm. cartoon characters and wrestlers.
And we're not talking about Pat Patterson.
Mm-hmm. scruples, all these things that you can send to us.
Yep.
OUT, go ahead.
ADDIE@wetalkwrestling.com. And, of course, we've said iTunes, said Stitcher, we've said the TuneIn radio app.
We're also on We Talk Podcast, their sister sites.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sister.
But just We Talk Wrestling is easier if you're just a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
If you like some other shit, there's some other shit on there.
Who likes other shit?
Well, you don't. You only watch the network.
This is true. And Hell's Kitchen, which is on tonight.
Just like a wrestling show.
Pretty much. A lot of swearing. It's like me and Gene running a kitchen.
And Dusty.
And Dusty. That's great. All right. So that is going to do it for yet another week. So next week will be our WrestleMania Go Home Edition.
And we also have to do an April Fool's Day.
We'll do an April Fool's Day. We'll do that. We'll have a... We're going
to talk about worse things and worse gimmicks and worse whatever.
We're going to watch the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And maybe even the... that. We could watch the next day, even on because it'd be on Friday. Is that P-Anal?
Yeah,
that we'll do. We maybe watch both of those on Saturday.
Yeah,
because the producer is going to be far away. She said,
"Smart of her."
Yes,
which is actually what she should do all the time in order to have a strong relationship with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's my body odor. So that's
your daddy,
my daddy. So that's gonna do it. So. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, Addy, are we off there?
Shit, that's your body odor.
Are we off? We kind of called each other some bad names. Do you want to hug it out?
Don't touch me.